talking.
Okay.
Matt Cullen is President and Chief Operating Officer of Rock Enterprises in Detroit, where he has responsibility for Quicken Loan founders Dan Gilbert's Detroit 2.0 development initiatives in downtown Detroit. A 29-year veteran of General Motors who led the development of the company's headquarters at Renaissance Center and the billion-dollar redevelopment of the Detroit riverfront, Matt also leads M1 Rail, a privately funded rail line in the heart of Detroit's Midtown. He is founding chairman of the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy and was appointed by Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm to chair the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Matt, Detroit is in a very tough spot with its major industry shrinking and its population doing the same. What are the priorities for turning Detroit around?
Well, I think there are a number of them. I think the probably the highest priority is to come together with a cohesive program for the city. I mean, too often we have approached things in a bit of a balkanized way with individual objectives and priorities, a lack of regional focus and so on. And so I think probably our highest priority is to come together as a community and as a region and identify the things that are important to us to be successful, to allow us to reinvent ourselves, and then to focus our energy on those things and to move away from things that are not consistent with that overall plan.
What gives you the platform today to do that when you haven't been able to do it in the past?
Well, I think to some extent we have a platform might be the appropriate analogy for it, because there is a bit of a burning platform and I think a sense of urgency. We have certainly seen it with the auto industry. We've seen what happens in circumstances like with General Motors, where they faced some circumstances that they couldn't get through. Some unsustainable economic circumstances, and they had to take some significant and fairly draconian actions to get through that and to come out the other side and hopefully to be very successful moving forward. And I think we have the same sense of urgency as a community, as a region, and I think we need to take advantage of that in a sense and to move initiatives and agendas that would not have been politically palatable in the past.
Tell me about M1.
M1 is a, for us in the city of Detroit, a significant transit intervention, if you will. It is a light rail program that goes from the riverfront along our main arterial route, which is the Woodward Avenue, and it's 3.4 miles, and it takes it from the heart of the downtown out to what we call our new center area. Along that route is many of the main attractions of the city of Detroit. The cultural institutions, the universities, the healthcare systems, and so on. It connects all of those. It connects them to the riverfront, which, as you pointed out in the introduction, we have $1 billion reinvestment in. So that's a very significant aspect of the city as well. So it links all of those important elements of the city together, and it also ties us into our regional transit system, our Amtrak station, which is in the new center area. So it is all about connectivity. It connects the businesses and the people within the area, and it connects us ultimately to the Amtrak station, which takes us throughout the region to Ann Arbor and to Chicago and beyond. So it's an important intervention for us, and it's a $125 million project in order to demonstrate to ourselves and to the federal government and others that we're serious about it and that it's important to us. This is a privately funded initiative. It's all philanthropic and corporate dollars that are being put in place so that we can move quickly and put this important piece of infrastructure in place.
You and I have talked about this in the past. You've got 3.4 miles of privately funded light rail that you're planning. I presume that Detroit really doesn't have much of a transit system beyond what you're building. I know you have buses. No additional rail. What is your thinking about how M1 will stimulate or connect to or provoke additional transit investments so that M1 becomes more viable and transit becomes more viable in general?
Well, the M1 is an important piece, but to your point, it's really just the foundation for it. I think it helps a lot because it connects, again, to the Amtrak station and allows for the commuter activity that's already taking place in a very fledgling way to be enhanced. But importantly, the private funding of it allows for that increment of dollars, that $125 million, to now be used as a match to go get federal funds. And so the idea is that this first piece will be done with private funds. That can be leveraged 3 or 4 to 1 to get federal funds, which we've never really been in a position to accept because we didn't have a cohesive plan. We didn't have clarity as a region as to what was important to us. And we didn't have the local monies more recently, given the economic circumstances of the city and the counties and the state. So the private part of it, I think, is a emotional foundation, so people can understand what transit can be, because to your point, we've never had it in this region to speak of. And secondly, it is an economic foundation because it allows that to be matched then with federal funds to continue it out Woodward and into the suburbs, which is important because it will become Woodward Avenue is there's two spines of the city of Detroit. One is the river, and one is Woodward Avenue. And as I say, we've made a significant investment on the riverfront, and we want to do the same thing on Woodward, and that will connect our community in a way that it really hasn't been done before.
In a metro market that is losing population, how do you make the calculation that M1 will be a catalyst for growth? I mean, where will the growth in your mind come from?
Well, I think growth takes a couple of different forms, particularly here in the city of Detroit, because you're right, the city is scaled for 2 million plus, which is what we used to be, and now we're at 800,000 or so. And so it does a couple of things. I think it growth, in a sense, for sure, we expect economic growth. We want to have a vibrant urban community where kids getting out of school and others want to move into the city of Detroit. I mean, we have seen, and of course your organization is at the forefront of demonstrating, that strong urban cores are the key to a region and to a state. I mean, so we think it's important for the city of Detroit to play that role for the state of Michigan. We think that if we are successful in turning around the city, then growth happens to some extent naturally because it creates an environment that kids getting out of college and other young entrepreneurs and so on want to seek out, and they will have that opportunity within the state as opposed to feeling a need to move to other great cities, Chicago and Boston and so on. So there is that aspect of organic growth that we think is very real and very possible. Also, it's important for us in another way because as we talk about redefining our city with a population that's a third as big as it was at one time, it's important that we lay down the foundation upon which we're going to rebuild the city. And again, I think it's to a large extent the riverfront, Woodward Avenue and Gratiot. I think those fundamental spokes of the city are what we're going to reinvest around and put infrastructure in and try and re-aggregate people and create the density that we need throughout the city. And perhaps as a part of that strategy, depopulate portions of the city. And so I think it is important because it creates that kind of a foundational aspect for the future growth and development of the city.
Just a couple more questions, Matt. You've been a business and civic leader in Detroit for many years. As you look back, are there pivotal moments in Detroit's recent history where you believe if the community had made a different choice, Detroit's fate would have been different?
Well, that's a tough one, but since we're talking about transit, let me focus on a transit scenario where that's the case. In the era of the Jimmy Carter presidency, there was a decision made to invest in the city of Detroit from a transit perspective. And at that time, the idea was there was going to build a downtown distributor, which was a people mover, an elevated rail track essentially that connected the core of downtown, and that was intended to be the hub within the spokes of the rail going out throughout the community and into the suburbs, which would allow for this thing to be a real commuter system. Unfortunately, at the time the people mover was built, but there was resistance within the region for a lot of different socioeconomic reasons to allow for this expanded network to move out into the suburbs and so on. And so we didn't avail ourselves of the opportunity when it was provided to us from a federal perspective. And by the time we perhaps got our act together a little bit, that opportunity was gone. So I guess I'm sure there's lots of fundamental things that any city could do differently or any company could do differently to change their future, but that from a recognizing now as we do how important transit is to keeping a vibrant downtown and a vibrant urban core, I would suggest that that certainly was one of the ones that we'd like to have a do-over on.
What's the best reason for someone to invest in Detroit today?
I think the best reason is the opportunity. I just think it is obviously a community that has gone through a lot of challenges, in large part because some of our largest industries, the auto industry and the supplier base and so on, have gone through a lot of those challenges. But I think you had the opportunity to come in and invest at the bottom of a market. And I would sort of continue the auto analogy to say I think that the IPO of GM stock later this year will be a great investment opportunity. The Ford stock is today and so on, because I think that that the industries are going to come back. They have taken advantage of the burning platform sense of urgency and understood what was necessary to reposition themselves. I think that we as a city and as a region are beginning to get the idea. We're beginning to understand that ourselves, and we have a terrific leadership now in Dave Bing and a newly as mayor and a newly elected city council who have the integrity and strength of purpose that will allow them to make the tough choices necessary to turn the city around and to move it forward. We've got a lot of committed philanthropic folks and corporate folks, as evidenced by this unprecedented private commitment to $125 million project to undertake this first leg of transit. And so I think it literally is getting in at the ground floor of a significant opportunity. And this isn't just a perspective that I have. I am proud to work with a guy, Dan Gilbert, who is a very successful entrepreneur. And we have announced that we're moving our headquarters to downtown Detroit. We'll be down there by the middle of this year. So it's something that I think is a real opportunity. And we're doing it for not just for altruistic reasons. We think it's the right place to attract the kind of people that we want to work in our company, which has been one of the 100 best places to work for several years in a row, and we think it creates the right kind of environment for them. So it's a good time, I think, to be looking at Detroit.
Matt, I appreciate so much what you're doing in Detroit. We're all watching Detroit and hoping for great success. Thanks so much for being our guest on Smart City.
Thank you very much.